A summary of fund transfers being presented to the Finance and Audit Committee. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning.
Committee members. We have before you a proposed fund transfer to add an additional check lane on Concourse C.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. It has to do with the fact that with the merger of Southwest Airlines and AirTran, there will be additional, significantly additional passenger traffic coming through, and to avoid the backups in the scanning process, that we're working with TSA to add an additional fifth check line. This money is coming from the Airport Development Fund, the depreciation account.
You sure it's coming from that report? Could you say like that real quick? Like,
I'm sorry.
I'm just wondering, do you have an extra pot somewhere?
No. This is, I apologize.
On this, Mr. Chairman, thank you. After this transfer, if it's approved, how much will be left in the Airport Development Fund depreciation account?
We're allowed to put $1 million a year in this account, and this is the first draw against this account.
I thought it was the first one. Okay, thank you.
And was this project in the budget?
No, it was not. This was not something that could be anticipated.
And do you need this right now?
We need to start the building process as soon as possible, yes, sir.
Thank you. Item number two.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, this, we came before this committee back in March to talk about funds that we had removed from College Avenue due to a change with DOT and their funding for 2013-14-15. We have gotten met, Supervisor Borkowski and myself have met with the community a number of times. This segment of road, we've come up with a different option rather than a reconstruct. It's actually a mill and overlay, putting back exactly what we have there now, paving the shoulders. The reason we need to do this now is because we have disabled that are currently walking in the right-of-way of traffic, and we need to get those folks out of traffic. The roadway itself is in poor condition. That's why we wanted to replace it through the DOT system. The funding that we have is surplus funding that's come from Hampton Avenue, which has been reconstructed, Oklahoma, which came under budget, and we're utilizing CHIP funds as well as county dollars to do this mill and overlay for $2.5 million.
Was this in the budget process?
It was approved by the county board in the 2009 when we did the capital.
Yeah, but you put that on delay, correct?
All we did was remove the funds out of that account.
Okay, thank you. All right. Any questions? Sir, time for Mitch Avich. I defer to some questions. So, Mitch Avich.
Thank you. I just wanted that breakdown again because I understood Hampton came under, Oklahoma came under, then you have the CHIP funds. How much are the other county funds?
For this project, it's going to be a 50-50. It's 50% CHIP funds, 50% county funds.
And how much is that? Dollar-wise,
I want to, and again, we get into the, because this is revenue and it's the amount is actually doubled. This total project is $1.6 million. It's $800,000 CHIP, $800,000 county bonds, but the way that, and Das, if you want to help me do this, and I know Vince is new to this process, but the way that they account for it, they actually double it because it's coming out of one account going in, so they have to account for the dollars coming in and the dollars going out. We've had this discussion, I know, a number of times when we talk about bonding and using CHIP funds. Total project is $1.6 million. $800,000 is coming from CHIP funds, and $800,000 is coming from bonds. But the way that
the county system works, it looks like it's actually more than that. And I'm certainly, this is going to be before finance, so we can, Pam is way better to discuss this stuff than I am.
You come forward because actually put new projects in when we have projects that we need to keep going. Keep going. Yes?
Chairman and Supervisors, my name is Vincent Masterson from DOS Fiscal. This is only the start of my second week, so I'm just catching up on
Take your time. We're a little early right now.
What I want to say is I'd be more than happy to follow up on this with you and then get back to you sometime this week as to the funding and the breakdown.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I definitely support the project from 51st to 27th on College. I remember being in the budget. I've even heard people talk about it. They've talked, you know, even in my district that doesn't go that far. So that I'm not taking away from that, but I am questioning a bit the process.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess, you know, sitting in this seat, when you see these things, I had this list of something I want to talk about. I'd like to know that funds are available before I get something saying how they're already going to be spent. There's like a step in there that I think is missing. And for me to hear that, like that's what I'm saying, I think there should have been a previous report at some point that let us know that Hampton and Oklahoma came under budget. I'd like to know that. Maybe I have other priorities too. Second of all, the news that we now have $800,000 or so to work with in bonds, you know, there's a lot of projects on a list that have been you know, differently prioritized. Again, I know the College Avenue one is on that list, and it's something that we wanted to do. I just feel that there should have been perhaps a better process. And this isn't the first time that this has happened to this committee, where we've gotten, you know, it's just, imagine that you're in this seat, and you're like, oh, okay, we have this new project that we can fund, and this is how it all works out. I'd like a little bit more information, maybe even a chart breaking it down. And that's just, yeah, I think finance would be the appropriate place to talk about that as well. But it kind of just feels like there was a step missing in the process, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead.
The policy that this board has had is transportation funds, roadway funds, can only be used for roadways. They can't be used for, you know, reconstruction of something in a park.
Mm-hmm.
They can only be used for roadways because when they go to the bonding agency, they tell them they're going to get X amount of revenue coming from STP funds, which is an 80-20 split, or CHIP funds, which is a 50-50 split. So the policy that we've had is bonding that we do for roadways can only be for roadways. As far as the excess, the Oklahoma piece, we didn't know until we actually went out for bid, and we just got those bids back in late May. So that piece of it, Hampton Avenue, that's something that we could have come back at some point in time a month or two ago and told you that there's going to be excess funds there. But they can only be used for roadways. They can't be used for other projects. Anytime we're moving funds from a project, it's something that you've already approved for us to work on. And I think the next two items that I'm going to talk about, you're going to see where a project was estimated came way over budget, not under budget. And we have to move those funds, those transportation funds, over to cover a gap that we have.
Yeah, but okay, keep going.
Well, that explains most of it. The only thing is, so the 798 or the 800,000 or so that you now have available to match the CHIP and bonds, where did that come from?
That came from both of those. We took both bonds and CHIP funds because we had surpluses in both,
okay,
and moved both of those to do this project.
Okay, and I definitely understand the process of, you know, like I said, this is not a new project. This has been before us before, so mm-hmm. I know that it's not something new that you all created, but you know, we all do have different priorities, and I do support this. The process seemed like I think we just need a little, maybe one
sure.
more step of information.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Actually, this is a different project that's going on because they have been working on a college, but they delayed it. And because you understand how long that's been delayed a couple of times. Now it's coming forth all of a sudden. That's a concern. Supervisor Thomas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think part of the challenge is this is a 2009 project, and this body and the board as a whole had established some priorities in the 2010 budget. So part of my challenge is to see what takes precedence. Is it the most recent budget approval, or do we just go back and look at, you know, what's been outstanding from prior years and where the most need is? And I think that may be a little bit, some extra information that may help us, I guess, feel comfortable with the process. Not that we're denying that you haven't done your due diligence to see where the best need is, but I think it'd be helpful, at least for me and the Finance Committee, to show that we do have some type of priority, and these were the steps that were taken or put in place to identify this particular project. I'm also going to ask, and this will be of items 1 through 5, particularly the airport project, what is the DBE participation? We've heard in the past, as it relates to airport projects, there seems to be, I guess, like this gray area where we can go to maybe a private entity or the funds are shifted and the DBE participation is kind of brushed under the rug, or it seems that there is an emphasis to get DBE participation unless we're mandated. So I'd like to know, I guess, whenever possible, Mr. Chairman, what the DBE participation is for all the items I said.
Go ahead. When we get to that, get to the item we're talking about right now.
You want me to talk about
the item we're on right now?
Okay. We will have a 25% DBE participation with item number 2.
Okay. Any other questions on item number 2? And this is where I say our policies, we set the policy, and our policies will change when they decide to change them. That's why I'm concerned right now. Item number 3.
Item number 3 is an appropriation transfer. Again, the total amount is $900,000. That there's a gap for the Lake Park Bridge.
This is a new item?
This is not a new item. This is a one that is currently under construction.
Under construction right now?
Right now.
Okay.
And it has a $900,000 gap. 80% of that is being covered by the state with STP funds, and the other 20% is existing bonds that we had left over from the South 13th Ross and DeCollege Avenue project.
And DBE participation?
DBE participation will be no different. It's 25% for them to with the current project that they're working on. This is additional dollars that they'll have to meet that additional DBE participation.
As well, we will ask you to follow up on that, please.
Yes.
And give us Mr. Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think you read my mind. With the DBEs that will be participating, if we can, maybe if Ms. Webb can follow up and give us some clarity on who they are, I want to make sure that we're meeting the actual intent of the DBE participation. Not trying to circumvent that with semantics on who could be considered a DBE. Thank you.
Item number 4.
Item number 4 is similar to item number 3. It is currently under construction. The amount of this project is about $600,000 that, again, will be 80% covered by STP funds and 20% in bonds coming from that same South 13th Rawson to College Avenue project.
And do we have funding for it right now?
We have funding for it. It's under construction right now.
So why do we? Why is it over budget? Both of
the with both of those projects, both 3 and 4, they came into some complications when constructing the project after construction had begun. And they needed additional funding to complete the project.
What was the problem?
I would have to get back to you on exactly what the issues are. I'm aware of what the issues are on Lake Park. The footings that were they assumed that they could reutilize, but they're not going to be able to reutilize. So they're going to have to take out what is there and re-pour footings on the north side of that.
Is that the contractor or was our employees?
I don't want to say that it's really either. I think it's more of there was an assumption made that they could reutilize those.
So who made the assumption?
It would both be our staff as well as our consultants.
And who's over these projects?
It would be Ben Arusolo and Roland Bertram.
Mr. Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As it relates to items 3 and 4, isn't there a cushion in, I guess, every contract that we have just for any unforeseen?
We have contingencies. Yes. Those contingencies were utilized as well.
And has there been a comparison of projects that have exceeded their budget to look at? I guess what I'm looking at is people may come in and underbid just to win the contract, and not saying that they're making an effort to deceive us, but maybe that second or third provider had already taken these things into consideration, which would have given us a realistic understanding of what the project may have cost. Has there ever been any type of tracking to see which vendors have been habitually under budget and then coming back later and asking for it?
I would have to check on that with staff. I mean, historically, we don't have issues like this where the gap is a little bit smaller. It might be 50, 60, 70,000. To have it $900,000, you do have a historical bridge there that plays into effect. Let me check into that because that your statement on the Lake Park Bridge, there may have been another contractor that bid thinking more along the lines of historical preservation and what they would need to do. But let me check on that.
I think it would be interesting to find out $50,000-$60,000 over. I think that's understandable. What we have here is excessive, and if there is a pattern here, I think those are vendors that we shouldn't be using.
I would like to request you that we have those two individuals come to your meeting, because I would have these questions asked.
That would be
Ben and Roland.
Mr. Takarian could establish that and have those individuals at the finance and audit meeting. I appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Item number 5.
Item number 5 is some time ago the Division of Facility Management went out and applied for the federal stimulus grant, received $732,000. This is the last transfer from the Treasurer's Office to Facility Management to pay the bills for the work that was done. Essentially, the work is all completed. Facility Management paid those vendors. This is now to take that funding from the Treasurer's Office into their office.
Any other questions on any of those items of sign transfer? It's only informational, but we need to get more to make sure that people understand as well. If not, I really appreciate Mr. Barry Bateman hosting us out here today. Thank you for all the nice snacks that you had. Thank you, Ms. Blue, for your assistance. Everyone, y'all have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you.